All right, the Heisman Trophy is over. Bryce Young is your Heisman Trophy winner. Throws for 421, three scores against what at the time looked like an unbreakable defense. He had his Heisman moment, the pass to begin the third quarter if he hadn't already gotten one. Aiden Hutchinson would be my runner-up. And then flip a coin between Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. So Alabama, which played the no respect card, come on, man, is going to have the Heisman Trophy winner for the second straight year. And they're going to finally have a quarterback as the Heisman Trophy winner. People excited about the Heisman? Just kind of a, eh. Is Bryce Young really the best player or came along at the best time this year?
Not even a little excited.
It's
no.
All of the preseason favorites will not be anywhere close to New York City. A Rattler, a Howell. But Bryce Young did it, beat Georgia, 43 touchdown passes, four interceptions. Seemed like a quiet year for a guy that has those kind of numbers playing for the team that is number one in college football.
Very. A couple games here and there where he had a big line that looked nice on paper, and that was enough.
The committee did not really have a challenge. I mean, they had very little squabbling to do. Is it going to be Alabama? Is it going to be Michigan? So they got help from the games that were played. We didn't get chaos, and there was no controversy. Maybe the only controversy is Baylor was seventh. Okay? Nice respect for the Big 12. If I'm the Big 12, I'm the Pac-12, and I'm the ACC, I am knocking on the door and say, I don't care what we have to overcome, we've got to expand. I mean, they're out of the playoff again. But Baylor, who has a nice resume, God, how appealing is Dave Aranda in Waco? People want to play fantasy athletic director and move him all over the country. Maybe Waco is the place for him because people win in Waco. They turn football around. Art Briles might have been as slimy can be, but he turned Baylor football around with a new stadium, and Matt Rhule has won there. Dave Aranda has won there. But they won and they're only seventh. If I'm the Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, I'm saying we gotta pick it up in terms of expansion of the playoff. But the playoff is set. We've got the four. We've got Alabama and Cincinnati. We've got Georgia and Michigan. Good luck if you're trying to go to the game. The ticket prices are through the roof. Michigan fans who are feeling themselves, they keep taking cracks at Ohio State. It's nice to beat your rival, but you know you got to play them again next year. It's not like you're going to take a few years off. So Michigan fans are buying up the tickets, and so the ticket price is going through the roof. So you have Georgia, Michigan, there's Alabama, and we get Cincinnati, who perfect timing of a Group of Five team in this year where there's no Clemson, Ohio State, or Oklahoma. Cincinnati does what they're asked to do. They've got a big win on the resume of Notre Dame, and they're in the right place at the right time to be included in the four. Sometimes timing is everything, right? Are you excited about the new blood in the playoff?
I'm very excited. College football had come a little routine for me. Like, okay, why do I care about Texas versus Oklahoma this weekend? It's just going to be Alabama versus Clemson. What's the point of doing all this? What are we doing? So there's new blood in there. It's exciting. Alabama got a great win on Saturday. I got to give them props. I as well thought Georgia had them figured out, and they did not. Not even close. A little interesting that the largest underdog in a bowl game is Cincinnati.
12.5 points?
Yeah.
For a program that went unbeaten this year, what they've lost one game in 2 years, they're 44-6. They're a really good football team. That feels like a game where you'll watch, but maybe you'll drift away, come back if it's close, but you'll be dialed into Georgia-Michigan.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great game.
So now that we're through the regular season and championship week, we do still get Army-Navy this weekend. Thank you. Is the best team in college football also the favorite to win the national championship? Alabama's the number one seed, but I'm seeing a lot of people picking Georgia. I don't want Alabama-Georgia rematch. I don't think Alabama would want that. I don't think Georgia would want that just because it's Kirby Smart going against Nick Saban.
Yeah, certainly if you're Georgia, you'd like Cincinnati to do the work for you. I mean, I think Alabama has the best win, but I think Michigan might be underrated going into this thing?
Do not sleep on Michigan.
Yeah.
Do not sleep on Michigan. There was an element of what we saw on Saturday night out of Michigan that we will discuss between their head coach and their team. And also, the other big part of the Big Ten is the separation between the East and the West. And what does Iowa do? Does Iowa just pass it off, made it there, we maximize this season? Or is it, do they pay more attention to losing 42-3? Especially after Kirk Ferentz said he'll be back next year and he's probably going to be, well, he'll probably be at Iowa through the end of his contract, which is 2025. But the East and the West, when they get to Indy, is there anything that the West can do? We'll get into that coming up in the next segment. Plus, going off a little bit of what Schaaf and I talked about and the way this recruiting class is for Nebraska. It is what it is. You can't squeeze it and try and change the narrative. It's small. It's not overwhelming. So does that put more onus on last year's recruiting class to squeeze as much as you can in 22 out of guys that signed in 21? Already one has been a starter. But to be able to navigate with the small class in 22, doesn't the class of 21 at some point this upcoming year, and this upcoming year is a long way away in the 22 season, doesn't Nebraska need about four or five starters that are redshirt freshmen or sophomores to make up for this year's recruiting class? I'll explain a little bit more of that. I mean, you've already had, I was overlooking Teddy, Gabe Irvin and Teddy Prochazka both started this year. Both went down with injuries, but they both got on the field as starters, one a little bit longer than the other. We'll discuss that. We roll till 2 on the Gary Sharp Show with Josh on 1620 The Zone.